working with Mike on the road, and we had some two boys hired to cut a culvert for the road, mm-hmm. and so the boys didn't tell Mike or anybody else, and so Mike told me to go back there and chop the culvert. And I got up on top of the tree because mm-hmm. it was bush around me, and I was chopping from the top of it, and it pulled me over once, and I fell on the ground, and then got back up, did it again, and the next time I swung the axe and it hit my foot, and
it's supposed to, what'd you say?
It's supposed to almost sever the limb that's cut the axe cut. It's supposed to almost cut anything off that you hit with it,
because they keep them razor sharp.
Is that the way? Would you have razor sharp too long?
No, I didn't check it.
I have sharpened it. It was razor sharp.
And you
didn't
even
barely cut his
foot.
No, I just...
But it was cutting the limb pretty...
Yeah, it was going good.
And it had to be sharp. Mm-hmm. Hit him up there on the top part.
It weighs 8 pounds.
Weighs 8 pounds?
And I fell on top of it instead of hitting it. I slipped off the log. The axe hit the ground first. My foot hit the axe. I fell on top of the axe. And I come limping out, like, you know, as you usually walk out, come walking out, like, no pain as yet, and then whenever I got on the cat, it started a little hurting, and then whenever I got to the house, it started hurting worse.
But you don't have any trouble coming out at all?
No troubles? No, thank you.
That's remarkable, isn't it? No scar left?
No scar.
Doesn't hurt anymore?
No.
How long before the pain went away?
A couple of hours.
Are you ready to go?
I'm rolling.
You all wired in there?
Alright.
Hi.
Take three, take one.
This is Charlie Touche, and sitting here is Mike Touche and Tim Swinney and Al Touche and Philip Blakey and Jan Wilsey and Paula Adams, Lester
Mathis,
Kevin Grubbs,
Anthony
Simon, and we've just been kind of kicking a subject around here, and I personally would like to say how much I do miss not being able to attend the meetings. I was probably one of the worst ones at trying to get out of meetings and working on the buses when I was there. And believe me, if I were ever to come back to the United States, which I prefer staying down here in this beautiful promised land, but if I would have to come back to the United States for some reason or other, I would never, ever try to get out of another meeting. The teachings of Father are so beautiful that anyone who tries to stay out of meetings, they really should examine themselves.
Yeah, this is Mike Touche, and I know that whenever I was there, I was very anarchistic because I was never in the meetings. And that being down here and being away from Father Socialism, that I have learned that his ideals are the way of life because of being away from him. And I know that if I was now in the States, I would work to my utmost to uphold his ideals as socialism, because I did not do it before because I was never in a meeting.
This is Tim Swinney, and I know that when I was up there, I always tried to find excuses, and my best excuse was going out and working on a bus or something. And having Father down here has made me very much aware of what I missed, because it took him being down here to learn what I didn't learn up there. So I know what I was missing in the meetings, and I sure wish I could have went to him, or wish I would have went to him more, instead of trying to find excuses to be out of him. And I really appreciate Father coming down here. It's really been an uplift to me.
Right.
And it's helping me down here to work harder in the project. Over and out.
This is Albert Touche. And before I was able to come to the Promised Land, I was, like Mike, I was an anarchist. And I was never in service. And in fact, I was such an anarchist, they had people that would watch me to make sure I would stay in service. I was so bad. And I really know now, when I first it didn't take long being away from Father to find out what you're missing, because it's such, because he said it here, that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And then he came down here, and it's really been beautiful to spend, to have a few days with Father. And it's just beautiful. And I know now that if I was back there, that I would not pull the antics that I did to get out of service. So I'm just thankful for Father coming down here.
Hello, this is Anthony, and I just want to say that I miss the service so much, and being around the body that we know, and the teaching, just being here and having His presence here these last few days, and learning more than I have ever known since I've been there, and getting to understand what socialism and the idea of living for our brothers and sisters is all about. And I just say you guys are so lucky to be around the body and to understand the teachings, and I think you should be able to grasp a hold to it and better hold on to it. And I'll just be glad to see you guys when you get down here.
This is Philip Blakey. When I was in the valley, I was frequently missed the services from being at work. And I realized this didn't benefit me at all. And just having Father here for these few days he's had, when we've had small meetings and with a few people, it's really been wonderful to be really close to him and to learn his teachings more fully, because he's had more time to explain it and go over the wonderful socialist messages that he has. And I think if I'd been in all the meetings back there, I would have been a much harder worker for socialism long before now. And I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody back there will think about this and really attend the meetings and be all good workers for Father and socialism.
Listening.
This is the Reverend D.B. Jackson. Speaking. I'm just happy to be here in the Promised Land. We have our leader here with us, our Father, and now he's about getting ready to take off again, and we wish we could take off with him. We hope that you will study this socialism. Because we heard about great things that Christ did when he's here, but we have a greater one here now than Christ. We have one that we can see with our natural eyes and see what he do. He raised the dead and give sight to the blind, make the crippled leap for joy. I'm just happy to be here with the family tonight. I wish you were here with us. Thank you.
He's the button presser. Okay. Just start?
Yeah, you're on now.
Okay, this is Jan. I just wanted to say that being down here and being away from the meetings and not being in a meeting and listening to the truth being spoken is really, you never know how much you'll miss it unless you're away from it. And we've had the pleasure of having our socialist father with us this past few days. And this, we're all going to really miss him when he goes back. And I just want to say how lucky you are to have him there with you.
So. This is Jerry Livingston, and I want to say to my brothers and sisters back there that we're really fortunate to have such a friend as our Father, who is continually watching out for us and teaching us the truth, and is so sincere and so dedicated. And we're just a lucky family, and I have missed him in the year and a half that I've been down here, and I really appreciate the few days that he's been here. And we're such a fortunate family. I just can't express how beautiful it is. And I appreciate all of you back there, and I miss everyone. Thank you.
Mom Jackson?
This is Mom Jackson. And I want to say to all of my sisters and my brothers back there, to the rest of our family, we have been blessed to have our father and our mother here with us these few days. Oh, I just can't tell you how much it has thrilled us, how much we enjoyed having them. We know they have to go back. But let me tell you, get ready. If it's Father's will for you to come, this way, come on. And if not, if it's His for ours, for us to come there, we'll be there. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Joyce Touche. I want you to know how much we have appreciated Mother's and Father's visit down here and how much we do miss them. And the ones back there that get the opportunity to go to the meetings, you should not take advantage of it. It's beautiful here, and we are looking forward to our family joining us. Over now.
Well,
just ripped off my
am I on now? That was the first one. On Friday, Anthony and Davis and I and several others were unloading the boat, and to get we had to unload 27 drums of gasoline, and to do this we had to pick the gasoline up 7 or 8 feet and then pull it over onto the dock. And the way that we had to do it is a miracle in itself, and because you couldn't believe the way it was rigged up unless you saw it. But on the second to the last barrel, Tim looked at his rope, and it had frayed, and it was cut, and there were only like two strands holding the whole rope. And he said it's good for at least two more barrels. And the barrel was almost set down on the dock, and just as it got 3 or 4 inches from the dock to rest on it, the rope snapped, and we were picking a barrel up with a set of barrel hooks, which is a metal chain and metal hooks. And these flew off of the barrel, and they missed Davis Solomon's head by just inches. It was a miraculous that the hooks didn't hit him in the head, and the barrel dropped off in the river. And thanks, Father.
Tell him we were highlining the barrel and all that weight, all that pressure on the rope when it snapped.
You tell him I understand it.
You couldn't get any of it.
You explain. We were highlining the barrel, and at the time the rope snapped, it was the weight of the barrel plus the stress on the rope pulling the barrel onto the dock. So it was quite a bit of force that threw the rope at Davis. In fact, it flew probably 100 feet, because when I went to get the barrel hooks, they were 100 feet away at least from where they broke. But it was really a miracle that Davis didn't get hit in the head, because it was only a couple of barrels before that both he and Anthony were standing right directly in line with the ropes. And I told them that they shouldn't stand there, they should stand off to the sides. So it's really a miracle, and it's wonderful being down here with Father and being down here at this end working for freedom. And whenever the need be, if the time comes, I'm ever ready to go back there in the States and fight for freedom.
I told him my first miracle was getting to Washington.
Hi, I'm David Solomon, and I'd like to thank our Father for saving me from getting hit in the head with them barrel hooks, which I know it was the love of our Father that saved me from getting hit in the head with those barrel hooks. It's just like I was saying, the barrel hooks came a matter of inches from my head, and I'm so really grateful, and it's also I'm so grateful to be here.
This is Tim Swinney. I just want to tell you how beautiful this place is down here, and what a pleasure it is to work down here, to make a home for the people, to keep them out of concentration camps and jail and what all. And I just want all of you to know that if the time ever comes that I'm needed back there to fight to further socialism in this cause, I'm ready to come. And if we can make it back down here, well, I'll come back down here too. Whatever's needed from me, I'll gladly do it. Over and out.
This is Jerry Livingston. I'd like to say that
even though it is beautiful here in the Promised Land, and it's everything you've been told it is, if the time ever comes that Father would want me to come back there, if I'm needed there, I'll be more than happy to come.
Now this is Philip Blake again in the Promised Land. Now, I'd like to tell you a miracle that happened to me one day when I was driving a load of lumber on the road coming out towards Jonestown. We'd loaded the trailer up with lumber from the boat, our boat, the Marcelin, which we use to bring supplies and up to the Northwest District where our project is. And I was driving down this very steep hill with a full load of lumber on it, and the tractor came out of gear, and I knew that I could never get the thing braked because the tractor doesn't brake like a car. If you ever have to brake a tractor, the chances are it's going to slide. And this is what happened with the big load of lumber pushing on it. The whole thing almost completely jackknifed. And just as I was broadside across the road, the tractor suddenly just slowed down and came to a dead stop. And I know from experience before that this was only thanks to the power and love of Father.
How do you feel about going home?
This place here is very beautiful and wonderful, but if I know that I would come home immediately if Father ever decided we wanted to make a go of it and fight at home, I would be on my way.
Hi, this is Mike Touche. I'd like to say a miracle. Is that one day whenever I was working on the cat, a piece of wood flew up from in front of the machine, and it was flying towards my face, and I was watching it. It looked like an arrow coming straight. It was coming straight from my eyes, and it got within a foot of my face, and it just stopped instantly. It just stopped like there was a wall of glass right there, and it fell in my lap. And I know if it wasn't through the love and protection of Socialism Father, is that it would have gone right through my head. And another thing is that I want everyone to know back there is that if Father would ever decide to make the move to bring down the system of the capitalistic America, is that I would come back instantly to help.
This is Greg Frost in the Promised Land, and I'd just like to say that I'm very happy that Father and Mother came down, because it's not every day that you have your own father come down, and he's been a real inspiration, and so has Mother. And all those miracles that have happened while he has been in the States, I cannot tell it all, and all the lives that have been saved, and not one person has really been hurt or injured at all down here, and that is a miracle in itself. Nowhere will you find that. And I just want to say that if anything happened in the States where we would be asked to come back, I'd be one of the first to jump up and say, I'll go.
This is Chuck Biteman. This is beautiful down here in the Promised Land, and everybody down here loves it. And I got a miracle to tell you all back here. It, the crane that they sent down here that I was working with, who was pulling with a cat, trying to pull the cat out, and you know how strong that would be trying to strain the cable, and the cable and the bar came loose, that the bar was in the hole. And this thing flew up and hit me in the back, and it should have just cut me right in half. I shouldn't even be here today to be able to tell you about it. But only thanks to loving Father that I am. And if I need to come back to fight there, I'll be coming on my way too.
Hello everybody, this is Les Matheson from the Promised Land, and I'd just like to tell everyone up there in North America how much I miss the meetings, and how beautiful it is down here, and how we're preparing a place for all of you, and the beauty of nature down here, plus the freedom that we have, that we're able to even make our shelter, our houses, out of the materials down here, which are good enough for anyone to live in. Later on, when the sawmill is in process comes, we'll have houses just like there in North America. And if anything ever happens, and Father asks us all to come back to fight for the revolution, for the socialism, I will surely be with him.
This is Paula Adams, and I just wanted to say how grateful that we are to have Father here, and it's a really a privilege to have the greatest leader in the world with us for a few days. And I just wanted to say that we are so privileged because he has the greatest respect by the senior government officials here, ministers which are even higher in position than a senator would be back there, have praised him. A minister of agriculture has said that his leadership is so apparent because of the amount of work that has been done here. And Dr. Reed has praised him for his leadership, which is what brought about Jonestown. And I just want to say that I miss the meetings a lot because there we have an opportunity to hear that greatest leader on a weekly basis. And I don't think that anybody should ever take advantage of hearing, of not hearing him when he speaks, because there's never a word that isn't something that's wisdom and pure and complete commitment to socialism. There's really the greatest protection here that I've ever seen in my entire life, because there's never a day goes by that there's not at least one amazing and beautiful miracle that happens. Our lives are constantly protected by Father, and whether Miles or here, he's always with us.
Hi, my name is Kevin Grubbs, and I'd like to say how much I really do miss the meetings back there. It's really a privilege to have Father here to listen to him and be able to talk to him. I have a miracle to prove that he's with us all the time. Like, we have a time here, a special time in the year when we do a burn on different times and acres and stuff. Well, they had just cut down about 60 acres, and I was picked to walk through that with a couple of the Amerindians here, specialists who cut through the wood and stuff. And I walked through that whole thing without slipping or falling or anything. That was Father, because there's no way I could have just walked over 60 acres without doing it before, without falling down or getting hurt. And I just really thank him. And if there was a time we had to go back, I wouldn't hesitate to say that I'd go back. I'd go back and I'd work it, I'd do what he, I'll go where he needs me.
Also, I'd like to say that it was a really great pleasure and an honor to have Mother and Father and Mike Prokes down here. Because I know from the schedule there of all the crises that happened there, but even though they came down here, Father and Mother and Mike took their time out instead of wanting to rest. They talked to us around the clock every day that they were here. And I know that all of us here appreciated it. And I just wanted you people to know back there that they still didn't rest when they had the chance.
My name is Deborah Touche, and just the experience of having Father down here and Mother is just, it's so amazing. I can't express myself. They've just been really wonderful to talk to. Father has told us all about what's been going on in the States and how everything is right now. He's made us most aware that fascism is coming on strong and fast, and that America is in a really, in a hell of a state. And we have a lot to be grateful for, that he's provided for us this beautiful promised land. Things happen here every day that we can never explain to you how beautiful the miracles are that take place here every day. Although Father is not bodily present all the time, his spirit is always with us and things are always taking place. Just from his talks and from making us aware of what's going on, it really makes me feel and know that at any time that he ever wanted us to come back to the States to, or anything that he wanted us to do, I would be quite willing to do it. I think it's a privilege to be able to fight for the cause and to be able to fight and stand up for what you really believe in. And I thank Father for giving us that opportunity whenever the time comes. I think the greatest miracle that has ever taken place in my life is to know that Father has provided a place where children of all races can come if they choose in the time of difficulty. And the fact that he has given of himself totally there's nothing left of himself when he gets through giving to us, and I think that is the greatest thing that could ever, has ever happened to me. And I just thank Father for what he has done.
This thing was closed down tomorrow and all of you came home. We wouldn't, if you were wise, I'm so damn honest, I probably would tell them. But we were wise, we would not tell them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got people that you're keeping, you, if you don't feel good about yourself, you're keeping some people from treason by being over here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They're so afraid their ass going to get thrown in jail, or they're going to have to die for socialism, that you give them that one hope that they won't have to. People you'd be disappointed in if I did. But I think you're preaching on all but two of the government board voted to call it a quits and call it a sanity to get you guys. When you run a real head, he doesn't look like they ever shipped breaking his family. Two, all but two.
Jack.
Typical, the one that needs to hear it the most. He was the only one wanted to stay with him. Is that a call?
Yeah.
Don't get him up.
No.
David.
Don't get him up. That's very nice of you to don't bother. You get him up for the next 18 hours, he wouldn't know any more than he does now.
That's
true. You know he works. I'm not knocking him. He works. But he was the only man here at work. Anybody could ask you a dumbass question like this? We're all going to die. He says, can we stay? Now, what kind of member of the family would want to stay if all your family's dying back
if
there?
If the head would die. If the head would die.
Some of you would feel that way, yeah. Some of you are loyal enough that even the head died. You know. But some people, you know, I can understand if they were loyal enough to... But all the people dying, I sure as hell don't know why anybody want to carry on here. Everybody would stay.
And gone. He thinks we're in the promised land. I mean, you know, in the promised land.
He thinks he's in heaven.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
He's sung Amazing Grace, and he thinks this is the head. First
or
second or third heaven?
He really is.
Arcturus.
Hmm?
Arcturus.
Arcturus, is that where it is?
Is Arcturus?
I've sure been riding
Ark. What is Father's purpose?
You know, when I was...
They said one time we all sit around the table, and then he said, what's Father's purpose here? And he said, take us all back to Arcturus.
Well, I don't have to take you through fucking jungle to get you back to Arcturus. I'm going to hear a little bit about my extra-dimensional teaching on the planet. I didn't get the connection of Arcturus and here. What the hell is there how to get to Arcturus? Who wants to go in there so simply? So I came from Arcturus and we're going to Arcturus. Who the fuck wants to go? One thing we crave is oblivion, if you know the truth.
But if you get this done down here, what you're supposed to get done, it'll be nice enough here that you want to stay. And if you don't get it done, you should have the consciousness to want to stay until it's finished.
And if you don't, reincarnation is a damn fact. They come back. They don't get away. One of our traders got their ass right back here. I prophesied there'd be a baby, a couple that never came, never could have children. That trader came back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they parked that trader with us when they went out.